Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, head to move.mamamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription.
You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters that this podcast is recorded on.
Hello and welcome to You Beauty. This is Mamma Mia's daily podcast for your face, and I am Lee Campbell.
And you are back.
I'm back.
Back from Europe. How are you feeling?
Really good.
You look good. Who were you first? I'm Kelly McCarran, and I've just been looking at Lee like, what have you done to your face? And she goes, I'm just relaxed.
I think I am relaxed because I deleted Slack off my phone.
Oh, good girl.
I didn't look at my emails. Like, it's the first time in years that I literally only use my phone to take photos.
And did you stay out of your DMs? Because DMs can be a bit
ish. But they're all joyful because everyone's so happy to see people travel after
enjoying
2 years
themselves.
Of hell.
And also, your baby was just so cute.
He was pretty European. I mean, so he's got Greek heritage. Mm. So he was just like, I'm home, mum. Anyway, I'm back, and that was long lost, and I'm freezing. But Kelly, what are we doing today?
Well, as always on a Monday, we have questions that we answer. So today we have a question from an oily lass who needs help with a good primer and foundation combo. But first, we have a question about skincare when you're sick.
Yes.
Emmeline has written in. Hello, ladies. With cold season here, I've been blowing my nose constantly and now have the sorest red skin around my nose and top lip. My usual moisturizer really stings now. I use the Drunk Elephant Lala Retro Whipped Cream. So what's something I can use that will soothe my skin and calm the redness? Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Feels. This happens every year.
This happens every year, but for some reason we're having a worse sickness season this year because 2 years of COVID wasn't enough.
Yeah, well, it's like our immune system got so
protected almost
from being in lockdown for the past 2 winters that this year it's like, hello, here's every sickness.
Yep. So I'm going to get to some creams in a moment, but my first tip is only beauty adjacent. And this comes from a sniffler and nose blower, and it drives my husband crazy because I'll sniff 1,000 times.
Do you? I've never noticed that, and it's actually a pet peeve of mine.
He hates it in the night as well, especially. Oh. So he got me onto this. Nasal spray, but don't just go to the nasal spray section of the pharmacy. Go and speak to the pharmacist and they'll give you an over-the-counter one. I can't recommend the brands on here because of the rules and stuff, but it will dry you up for 6 to 8 hours.
I've never heard of
that before. Oh, my God. Yes.
That's brilliant.
I'll tell you the brand off air. But there's several brands, but if you get the over-the-counter stuff, literally dries you up. And then if you get onto that early in the cold, you're not wiping and sniffing so much. So nasal spray.
I have a way less chic recommendation for the snots.
Tell it.
What I do when I've got a really bad sniffle is I just like wedge toilet paper or tissues up my snout.
I do that sometimes too, and then they soak through.
Yeah, and then you just swap them over, but so you're not constantly all day rubbing that delicate area.
I mean, hopefully you're working from home. You're not in a board meeting?
Definitely done it at offices before.
I love
you. I've never worked for a bank, so maybe that's why it was okay.
I've missed you. And obviously aloe vera tissues, but there's also those really sandpapery ones, like,
oh, yeah.
You want to go luxe on your tissues. Anyway.
One area, never to use the savvy option.
Exactly. So the cream that you're using, Emmeline, is beautiful for a normal face cream, but it's not going to cut it to repair your little dry schnoz. So a couple of recommendations. Lano Lips recently launched. It's called the 101 Dry Skin Super Cream Multipurpose for Face and Body. This stuff is thick. Thick AF. It's $18.95. It's fantastic for like cracked, dry, all those bits. So just get it up in around your nose and go crazy. It's really going to help soothe and protect. And then two of the other products I want to recommend are very similar, both because they feature Cica. So C-I-C-A, it's an ingredient. It's very nourishing, healing, protective, restorative. So the La Roche-Posay Cicaplast Balm B5, that's cult status. It's $19.95. Or the Avène Sickle Fate. They're all Sickle weird Fate. Names. Plus restorative skin cream. They're pretty much interchangeable. They're both fantastic. They are all about like barrier repair and barrier function. Mm. So get them all up in your grill. You could use your regular lip balm if it's a lanolin or something. Probably don't use a Blistex. Like it's going to sting. Don't use your gloss or your lipstick. But if you've got any sort of healing multi-purpose balm, because your regular good old face moisturiser just is not going to cut it.
As you've said that it's stinging you a bit, that because moisturiser has got other things in
it. Yes, and so even if it's like a ceramide will sting. Like you've got an opened, I guess, cut or graze essentially. So you want something that's really going to like heal that barrier. So go for those. But like I said, a good nasal spray will change your life.
I love that tip so much.
Not chic, but very helpful.
I think that's chic. It's way more chic than walking around with toilet paper coming out of your snout.
True.
All right, so our next question comes from Tammy. Hi, love your podcast. Could you share some tips for oily skin? At 50, I'm dealing with fine lines and oil. Help! What's a good primer and foundation?
Tammy, yes, I can. We can talk about primer and foundation too. The cows come home, but what am I going to say, Kelly?
You're going to say, let's look at your skincare.
Yes. Gosh, we know each other so well. So we want to address your skincare because we want to address your oil flow, particularly because you say at 50 you've got lines and oil, which is kind of a juxtaposition because anything mattifying you put on to control the oil is going to highlight your lines.
Mm.
I'm assuming that you use sort of serums and stuff. I am obsessed with the SkinCeuticals CE Ferulic Vitamin C, but Kelly, my friend, is obsessed with the Silymarin, which is, because vitamin C is a very powerful antioxidant, it is going to be great for aging, but also great for oily skin.
Yes, because it's got like the small percent of the salicylic acid in it, so it's always going to be sort of helping combat that oil.
Yes, so that's really good for anti-aging, but also oil and shine. You could just use that and then go straight to your SPF if you wanted. You're very welcome to skip moisturiser. I know people are scared of that, but it's completely fine. Particularly with the sunscreens these days that have so many skincare benefits. At night, I want you to add a face oil. I know you're going to freak out. It sounds counterintuitive, but it's not. A beautiful hydrating serum, then oil will do delicious things to your fine lines, but also help regulate oil flow. Okay, let's get to your makeup. I want to preface this by saying what you should do if you're dealing with sort of different problems is sort of spot treat.
Multi-mask, if you will.
Multi-mask.
Multi-mask, multi-serum.
Yes.
Multi-makeup.
And I wouldn't use a mattifying primer all over because obviously if you use that around your crow's feet or eye area, not good. So I would use a mattifying primer, you know, down the nose, perhaps across the forehead, cheeks or chin, wherever you get the shine, but only use it there. Don't use it all over your face. One that I love is the Paula's Choice Shine Stopper Instant Matte Finish with Micro Sponge Technology.
Oh.
I'm picturing these tiny little sponges. Just absorbing it all. Or very famous for good reason is the Smashbox Photo Finish Control Mattifying Primer, which is brilliant. That's also got salicylic acid in it. So they're two really good ones. And then let's talk your foundation. I mean, long wear foundation, that's a no-brainer. But again, when our skin is getting a bit more mature and drier in areas, I would only apply foundation where you need it, and I would still use a hydrating concealer around the eye area because I'm sure you're not getting oily under your eyes or in your crow's feet. So hydrating concealer, then some foundation options. I love the Maybelline Fit Me Matte and Poreless Mattifying Liquid Foundation. Cheap as chips, Chemist Warehouse, beautiful, skin looks blurred. I also love the Revlon Colorstay Makeup Foundation. So they recently reformulated. This is their number one selling foundation. I think it might be Australia's number one selling foundation.
Wow.
I know, that's a big claim. It's up there. And they have a version for dry skin and a version for oily combo skin or combo normal type of thing. So you could play around. There's two versions there. And another one that's a bit left of field but is so good is the Ordinary. It's called the Ordinary Coverage Foundation. It comes in a tiny little bottle. It's $13.10. So no stress if it doesn't really work for you. But it's full coverage, sort of satin matte finish. It's such a good foundation. A little bit goes a long way. So I reckon that would be great for you. But keep all of those away from the eye area, hydrating concealer, mattifying on your face. You've sorted out your skincare.
Sounds beautiful.
You are looking delicious.
Well, that's about it for today. I hope that you've enjoyed being back in the studio with me, Lee.
Oh, I've missed you so much. I'm so happy to be back. And I loved that Shazzy filled in for me, but never again. I'm never leaving again.
Never leave. Remember, if you want Lee to answer one of your questions and me to just sit here going, yes, don't ever leave, you can send us an email at ubeauty@mamamia.com.au or call the pod phone on 028999386.
And if you love listening to this podcast, why not follow us on Instagram? We post a whole lot of extra extra fun stuff to keep you occupied between episodes. The handle is at You Beauty Podcast.
This podcast was made by Mamma Mia. If you want to support women's media, we'd love it if you became a Mamma Mia subscriber. We are going to put a link, as always, in the show notes.
This podcast is brought to you by Mamma Mia, and this episode was produced by Michaela Floriano.
Bye.
See you.